Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How America Works, and Why It Doesn't. A Brief Guide to the U.S. Political System is a concise political analysis by William Cooper that explains the structure, norms, and dysfunctions of American democracy, written as an accessible guide rather than an academic treatise. It aims to show why the United States often appears unable to solve its own problems, even though its constitutional system was designed to limit power and preserve stability. The book combines civics, constitutional reasoning, political history, and commentary on contemporary polarization. Its central claim is not simply that institutions are broken, but that many citizens misunderstand how those institutions are supposed to function, leaving them vulnerable to partisan myths, tribal identity, and misleading narratives about presidential power. By connecting the mechanics of government to the psychology of public debate, the book seeks to help readers interpret current political conflict with more clarity and less confusion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the Constitution limits presidents and prevents simple political abuse. A major focus of the book is the gap between public expectations and constitutional reality. Cooper explains that the American presidency is powerful, but not unlimited, and that many common political fantasies about what a president can do are simply incompatible with the rule of law. This is why the book emphasizes separation of powers, judicial independence, and the legal constraints on executive action. By using the Trump era as a clear example, the author shows why a president cannot just imprison enemies, pardon allies at will, overrule judges, weaponize the Justice Department, or direct the military to enforce unconstitutional acts. The argument matters because democratic frustration often comes from misunderstanding. These limits people may demand that presidents solve problems by force of will, while the constitutional system is designed to block exactly that kind of unchecked power. Cooper uses this framework to show that frustration with government should be aimed not only at politicians, but also at unrealistic public assumptions about what one office can accomplish. Secondly, why tribalism and partisan identity distort democratic judgment. The book treats tribalism as more than ordinary political disagreement. Cooper presents it as a force that reshapes how people interpret facts, evaluate leaders, and decide what they are willing to believe. In this view, partisan identity often becomes a primary social identity, and once that happens, evidence is filtered through loyalty rather than reason. The result is a politics of reflexive defense, where each side assumes the worst about the other, and reward statements that reinforce group belonging. This topic is important because it helps explain why rational arguments often fail to change minds in modern American debate. The book does not reduce polarization to one party or one moment. Instead, it suggests that the deeper problem is a culture of hardened camps that encourage emotional certainty over institutional understanding. By linking tribalism to democratic decline, Cooper argues that repairing politics requires more than winning elections. It also requires rebuilding habits of civic judgment, including the ability to separate policy disagreement from total moralized conflict. Thirdly, the two-party system as a structural source of political gridlock. Another key theme is the way the American two-party system narrows political imagination and intensifies conflict. Cooper presents the parties not simply as organizations that compete for office, but as structures that often trap voters into binary choices and discourage compromise. In practice, this can make politics feel like permanent warfare because each side is pushed to define itself against the other rather than around shared civic goals. The book suggests that this arrangement helps explain why government so often struggles to act even on widely recognized problems. When party loyalty becomes more important than institutional responsibility, leaders are rewarded for obstruction, symbolic gestures, and messaging battles rather than workable policy. Cooper does not treat the two-party system as the only cause of dysfunction, but he makes clear that it magnifies every other problem in the political culture. The result is a democracy that formally offers choice while functionally rewarding division. This perspective gives readers a structural explanation for gridlock instead of reducing failure to individual incompetence or bad luck. Fourthly, social media, misinformation, and the collapse of shared political reality. The book also addresses the role of social media in deepening political dysfunction. Cooper's concern is not merely that online platforms spread falsehoods, but that they weaken the common informational ground that democratic debate depends on. In a fragmented media environment, citizens are more likely to encounter curated outrage, selective facts, and recycled narratives that confirm what they already believe. This accelerates polarization because political identity is reinforced by constant repetition rather than tested by shared standards of evidence. The book connects this dynamic to the wider crisis of public understanding when people no longer agree on basic facts about government, elections, or constitutional limits. Meaningful democratic discussion becomes much harder. Cooper's analysis is practical rather than alarmist, showing that technology interacts with existing biases instead of creating them from nothing. Social media matters in the book because it turns speed, emotion, and visibility into political incentives, making it easier for misinformation to spread and harder for careful reasoning to compete. Lastly, civic education as the foundation for a healthier democracy, beyond diagnosis. The book makes a strong case for civic education as the most realistic path toward democratic repair. Cooper's approach suggests that political reform cannot succeed if citizens do not understand how the system actually works, because uninformed voters and commentators are easily manipulated by slogans, outrage, and false expectations. That is why the book spends so much effort explaining institutions, constitutional limits, and the logic of American governance in accessible language. It is not a specialist legal text, but a public guide designed to make readers more competent participants in democracy. This educational purpose is what gives the book its broader value, rather than telling readers how to feel about politics. It helps them understand why the system behaves as it does, where real authority lies, and how structural incentives shape outcomes. The implication is that democracy is not maintained only by elections and laws, but also by a population capable of recognizing demagogic claims, institutional overreach, and partisan distortion. In that sense, civic literacy is presented as a democratic necessity, not an academic luxury. In conclusion, How America Works and Why It Doesn't is best suited for readers who want a clear, non-technical explanation of American government and the deeper causes of political dysfunction. Students of politics, general readers trying to make sense of contemporary polarization, and anyone looking for a readable civics refresher will benefit from its framework. The book is especially useful because it does not stop at institutional description. It connects constitutional structure to partisan behavior, media incentives, and cognitive bias, giving readers a fuller picture of why democratic life has become so difficult to manage, compared with many books on American politics. It is less interested in scoring ideological points than in explaining the system itself and the habits of thought that distort public debate. That makes it stand out in the crowded field of political commentary. It is practical, accessible, and structurally minded at the same time. Readers come away with a better understanding of presidential limits, the role of the judiciary, the consequences of tribalism, and the importance of civic literacy. Its main value is that it helps people see political conflict less as chaos and more as a predictable result of misunderstood institutions and polarized thinking. If you would like to support William Cooper, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.